There is 1000% a difference between growing your business with offers that you've been told to create and will sell versus growing your business through offers that are aligned to you and your lifestyle, or the lifestyle that you want your business to bring to you. That is what we are about to dive in and discuss. So let's get started. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to an episode of She Converts. You can see my dog. That's so cute. I have been recording a lot of episodes, so the hair had to go up. But if you are watching on YouTube, you can see the video version of this episode. But of course, if you're listening via Spotify, Apple, it doesn't matter. I would love to hear from you. So either leave us a rating and review or comment on YouTube. Let me know your thoughts. And with that, let's dive into today's topic, which is understanding offers, okay? And not falling into what I call the offer trap. Now, a lot of things that I discuss with you, I have personally gone through, which is how I'm able to speak so authentic with you all. The offer trap. Let me tell you, I have signed up for so many different, we'll change your offer and guarantee 10 sales types of offers online. We'll just call them. None of them really stuck. And a lot of times I ask myself, is it me and selling, or what is it? How come I've dumped so much money into so many of these different, I would say, lead gen style companies, but I haven't found success in any of them? Am I giving up too early, or what's going on? So for me, it actually came down to the fact that these companies were building offers for me that they thought would sell really well because they've had other companies with similar offers explode online or make tons of money. And when they go to pitch you this idea, you think, oh, that sounds great. Yeah, I want to make $30,000 next month. Let's do it. Give me this offer idea. Create this offer for me. But unfortunately, you are the only person that can create a compelling offer for your business. You can have advice and get advice, whether that's from consultants, other companies, or employees, or friends and family, right? You can definitely get advice on what you should be selling. You could also get feedback, which I would say is more important than getting advice from friends and family, but getting feedback and actually doing market research to figure out what the pain point is and how to solve it. However, you're the only one that can actually create that offer that will solve that pain point. Why is that? Because it's your business. And no matter how many times you do market research, you get on calls with people, or you sign up for these lead gen companies and they're guaranteeing with this new offer, you get tons of money. No matter how many times you're doing this to yourself, you're not going to actually make as much money as you're envisioning or they're envisioning, because they're the ones creating the offer. The offer is being created externally, not internally, right? And there is a very, very big difference. And I've realized this. It took me a long time to realize this, but I have finally understood this method, okay? And this is the reason why, because If you have an offer that gets created for you, that you don't really have much say in, you're not saying yes or no, based off of how you feel or want the offer to look like, or how you want your lifestyle to look like because of this offer, because of this business, two things are gonna happen. One, it's not gonna sell. It's gonna sell and you're gonna get very burnt out. And I know this because I've been through both scenarios, okay? When I first started this company, obviously when you're new, you're taking advice from anyone, right? But when I first started the company, I actually started as one-on-one coaching. It felt super aligned with me, yada, yada, bing, bang, okay? It did really, really well. My first year in business, I definitely made a lot of money, a lot more than I was expecting, and I had a great profit margin. But then I start getting greedy, or I start looking at other companies online and I realized, you know, how come they've been able to hit millions of dollars and I haven't yet? I'm thinking this a year into business, right? What offers are other people selling that is making them these millions that I can essentially make a better offer and sell more of, okay? That was pretty much my mentality. And I signed up for a company that helped redo my funnel and my offer. And I made even more money, tons of money. So 2020, I made like $85,000, which for a brand new business, not having really a plan, that's a lot of money, right? Way more than my corporate job. And then 2021, we made just under 200,000. 2021, we made like one. Oh my gosh, now I'm forgetting my numbers. It was just under 200,000. 2022, we made like 230, 250. And then 2023, we made just under $300,000, right? So I've accumulated well over $500,000 in this business. And I'm sharing this with you because 2021, 2022, and 2023, I've been creating offers based off of what other gurus have told me. And yes, they brought me more money, more sales each year. No, I didn't make $1 million in a year, right? Which was ultimately my goal, but I made 20% more each year, each year, each year, each year. However, there's a caveat to this. The money comes in, but the burnout just increases. So the amount of stress, anxiety, and burnout that I've faced from 2021 through 2023, I don't know how I'm still living, to be honest. I don't know how I haven't already had a heart attack. There's actually been times where I thought I was having a heart attack, and I am currently 32 years old. That's not good. That's not something to be proud of. Having that level of burnout and stress, building a business that's generating money, but actually not making me happy, was the biggest lesson I've learned between 2021 and 2023. This year, 2024, actually the end of 2023, I hit my bottom, had the biggest burnout I've ever faced, and my mental health just completely dipped. I mean, very bad. Literally like 3 months ago, okay? I'm still working on it because I'm recording this in 2024. However, I literally in 2023 said, I do not want to take or scale this agency anymore. Yes, I've made $500,000 and I could probably make $500,000 this year alone, if not more, but I am not going to scale the agency anymore. It is not, my health and my well-being is more important than scaling this agency and trying to do offers that others are doing as an agency owner and making millions. Like, there's gotta be something to this. I need to feel happier in my business, more satisfied. I want more time freedom, and I need this burnout and stress and anxiety to literally demolish, like be as little as possible. So that's my goal in 2024. With this strategy, literally Q4, I went to my team and I said, we're pretty much not promoting the agency. Here are offers that feel aligned to me that I want to promote. And that is, I want to build a customized CRM system that's fully automated for business owners. I want to launch a very intensive course for coaches, right? That essentially walks them through what we do agency side anyways. I want digital products. I want to rebrand the company, build up the podcast. And then I also want to focus on my own personal brand and get back into one-on-one coaching and being that inspiration for all of you, okay? And I'm saying this because I'm hoping you will learn from my mistakes. I really hope that you never just listen to someone talk and tell you the type of offer to create for your business and you just say yes. I really hope you at least sleep on it. But what I really hope is you take that information and you say, yes, but let me see how I can make this offer more me. Because when you own a business, the business is a version of you, right? Especially if you're in the coaching or the service-based industry, which I think most of my listeners are. E-commerce though, you are still creating products based off of you, right? We worked with a client who loved Disney and was an incredible artist, and she has a clothing company dedicated to making clothes that are Disney themed, right? It fits her personality, her lifestyle. It was her choice, her products, her drawings that she creates for this company. So this works whether you're e-com product-based or your service-based. But I've also had so many clients ask me, what offer should I create for my business? And I've realized that no matter how many times I tell them and I coach them and we create offers for them, I need them to be 100% in on the offer. Because I've witnessed recently that when my clients are not 100% in alignment with their own offers, it's not going to sell no matter how much effort I'm putting into it. Because it's essentially creating an offer that I would create. It's not an offer that they would create. So you still need to direct your team, your contractors, your agency, whoever you're working with, if you're working with someone, you still need to direct them, right? You need to come up with a foundation and then go to them and say, what are your thoughts? How can we improve this? How would you make this better? How would you make this so that it sells more? And then have them fill in those gaps for you and then go back to the table and redo based off feedback. But I really don't want you to ever have someone create an offer for your business. I really don't want that to happen for you because you're going to essentially face burnout or your offer is not going to sell. Okay? You're going to face burnout, meaning the offer will sell, but it is so unaligned with you. Intuitively, you feel like shit selling it, right? It'll sell because it's a popular item and it'll sell, right? It'll go crazy, it'll sell. But you will become so burnt out because you're not intuitively aligned with your offer, which means you have to put in so much effort into it. You're trying to force yourself to do something that you shouldn't be doing, right? So energetically, it's going to burn you out. Trust me, been there, done that. The other side is it won't sell. No matter how much effort you put around marketing, you're always showing up, you're doing this and that, you're checking all the boxes, but it's not selling because you're not actually confident in it. And go listen to the past couple episodes, I think 3 episodes past, Confidence in Business. Go listen to that because it's all about creating offers that you feel confident in. And if someone else is creating an offer for you and you are not confident in that offer, it is not going to sell no matter how much ad money you put towards it, how much effort you put towards it. Because, and I know some of you don't even want to hear this, but I'm going to say it anyways. Because your business is just energy, okay? Now, I am no spiritual guru, but I am a firm believer in energy. And if you look at quantum physics, everything around us is just energy, including your business. Your business is just energy. And if you're feeding your business with negative energy because you're lacking alignment and confidence in that, then it's going to put out negative feedback, negative energy. And that negative energy is either burnout or lack of sales. That's not what we want. So I encourage you all, when you are getting frustrated with your company, first ask yourself, did I create these offers or did someone else create them for me? If someone else created them for you, walk away or redo the offer so that it feels better for you. Secondly, I want you to ask yourself, if I am feeling frustrated in my business, is it because I'm burnt out because I'm putting too much negative energy into this offer I don't even want? Is it because I'm not confident in what I'm selling, so it's not selling? Is this business a business I've created and have wanted, or someone else has created for me because they think it will sell online? Because you're essentially creating your business based off of a lifestyle that you want, which is, this is phase two of what I wanted to get into. This is probably going to be a long episode, but it's a good one. Phase two is, you want to create a business based off of the lifestyle you want as an entrepreneur, okay? If you want to be an entrepreneur that is service-based and you love one-on-one coaching or one-on-one consulting or that high-ticket one-on-one capacity with a client and you have the time for it and you want to wake up every day and get on calls, typically on Zoom or maybe on the phone, and you're talking to your clients and you're doing whatever you need to do to change their life, that's a lifestyle. Because that lifestyle is, you have to be available, you have to have time, and you have to be comfortable to get on Zoom calls all the time. And that takes a lot of energy. But some of you thrive off of that. Some of you don't thrive off of that. And that's okay. That doesn't mean you're gonna fail. That just means you have to look at, what lifestyle do you want your business to actually create for yourself? I think people forget this. You create a business, you start a business typically for financial or time freedom. And I would say a lot of you realize that the finance sometimes picks up quick, sometimes it doesn't. The time, it can take a lot. Like, you're working more than a 9-to-5, typically when you start your business. However, if you want more financial freedom or more time freedom or whatever that reason is for starting this business, you're doing this because you've been wanting a lifestyle for yourself and your family. What is that lifestyle? If you want to be more available and you want to travel or you want to hang out with your kids more or your husband, whatever that looks like, and you need to be more available, then you actually don't want to get into high ticket coaching or consulting. You actually want to get more into passive products like affiliate marketing, digital marketing, creating your own passive sales through digital products, online courses, stuff like that, where you create the product based off of your expertise, but you do not need to show up once it's done. Versus the products and services where you have to show up, think coaching, consulting, group coaching, memberships, you have to show up in some capacity, which does affect your time, right? Because you have to have somewhat of a schedule. So you have to make sure that these offers fit into that, okay? And I've realized that I respect myself a lot more and I want more time freedom and fun in my business as an entrepreneur. And the agency offer is not going to give me that if I'm the head person in that agency, right? Now, I have a team that I will eventually 100% give the agency to. And that team will be the agency. I will no longer be the agency. Essentially, that looks like, you know, you have your whole grid, like your, can't think of the name right now, but you have your whole grid of like who you're hiring. So essentially, if I hired a CEO for this company, they would manage the agency and the team. I would literally not be on it at all. I would just be funding it. That's it. My name gets out, my face gets out of it, like nothing is related to me. I don't even show up on calls. Okay. That is where I want to go towards, because I feed off of one-on-one coaching and digital products because I want to create more time freedom for myself and have more fun and enjoy my business more. So in doing so, I will be getting into one-on-one coaching, public speaking, and then selling my own one-off digital products that will create more passive income because I want time, right? So these are the things that you have to ask yourself. And I will say these lead gen companies, they do work if you come to them with an offer you feel really, really good about and has already been selling, but you just need that extra expertise to push it. These lead gen companies do not work if you expect them to literally create a product and a business for you, right? Same goes to working with our agency. The clients that have not succeeded with us haven't done so because they just wanted us to create whatever products we wanted to create and just sell their company however we wanted to market and sell it, right? They wanted no in. They did not want to get on calls with us. They just wanted us to essentially create an entire business and run it 100% for them. And that's great for, I don't really know who. It's not gonna be great for them because that energy, right? Business is energy. That energy is feeding off of us creating the product, but we're saying this is not actually my product. It's supposed to be her products. But then she's saying, ah, I don't really care. I don't really want anything to do with it. Just make me money. That energy disconnect is not going to be successful, okay? Versus those who have been so successful with us have said, this is my product. I just need you to streamline it more. This is the style of marketing I want. I just need you to push more content. Those have been the most successful clients, the most successful, right? And I'm realizing the reason why has been because of that energy disconnect. And it's kind of crazy. I mean, if you actually believe in this stuff, it's mind-blowing how accurate what I'm saying is. So the next time you think my company is failing, I just need to hire someone to figure it out for me, it's not going to work. You're going to spend and waste so much more money than if you actually took a step back and said, my company is not growing. Why? Where is the disconnect? Where do I feel unaligned? Am I burnt out? Why am I burnt out? Am I burnt out because I really actually don't like taking calls? Am I burnt out because I actually don't want to do group coaching anymore? It's a lot. Am I burnt out because I feel like I'm doing too much and I need a team that gets me and gets the product, right? These are the types of questions I need you to ask yourself. And then I don't ever want you to say, well, then that's it. And I'm gonna give up and I'm gonna move on. You can always pivot just like I did. And yes, that could be essentially giving up a $500,000 thing to start something else. That is okay because when you're able to create offers that are fully aligned with you and they feel good, you can run with them every single day. You are excited, the burnout diminishes, you have less stress, and you know what you're doing day in and day out. Things fire constantly and stuff starts happening. Money starts coming in effortlessly, and then you're finally like, I did it. I built a business based off of how I want to build a business and not how others are telling me to build a business. And that is what I want you all to reach. I want you all to reach that level of success in your business. So I hope this podcast wasn't too long. Actually, I don't even think we hit 30 minutes, so that's good. And I hope it was inspirational, but also I hope you had tons of little nuggets and your brain is kind of ticking. You're kind of thinking like, we need to restructure, we need to do this, I might need to fire X, Y, and Z, which is okay, because when it comes down to it, you are in control, you are in charge, and if it does not sit good with you, as in trust your gut, trust your heart, trust your throat chakra, whatever you believe in, if it's not sitting well with you, move on, get rid of it, and go do something else, because I guarantee you, if you build this business based off of how you want to build a business, it will grow to how you want it to grow and the success that you want to reach. So I wish you all of the best success. Of course, if you need advice, if you want one-on-one coaching, I do offer that now. It's one-on-one business, a little bit of confidence in that, but definitely the business side to that with my tried and true Converts Strategy. Super cool. Go learn more about it by giving me a follow on Instagram at the Caroline Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And I will talk to you next week. See ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Caroline Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.